Marine Corps pilot Lieutenant Edwin Zonier's plane crash landed in the Sonoran Desert. Rescued 5 days later, Zonier credited the barrel cactus with keeping him alive. Technically, you can survive on moisture from select cacti, but you have to recognize the difference between the tenable and the untenable. Some cacti sap and pulp are so toxic you will need to be hospitalized afterward if you drink or eat them. Other cacti won't kill you, but will leave you sick as a dog. Baseline rule: only take the risk of eating or drinking cacti if the alternative you face is dying of thirst. Saguaro and organ poison, punto. And not all barrel cacti are created equal. To make matters worse, young saguaros easily could be mistaken for barrels. So don't just look for squat, rounded cacti. Differentiate. Think fishhook. J-shaped outer fishhook spines, literally used by the Seri Indians for fishing, mark and distinguish the true rescue cactus from its peers. When you've found the right plant, cut off its top with a knife or sharp rock, but don't expect to find a font of liquid. Center yourself. Cut out a chunk of the whitish inner pulp from the cactus's correspondent center. Chew it. Let the juice run down your throat. Spit out the pulp when you've sucked it dry. Don't swallow the pithy fiber. Rest, digest. Exertion after eating could cause you to forfeit the little you gained in the process. If the taste of the juice makes you gag, place the pulp in literal or makeshift shade, e.g. shield it for a short time with your body. Cooler by even a few degrees, its liquid still will taste super concentrated, more vegetal than most vegetables palatable to human beings, but it might be easier to choke down.